This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, March 27th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at the impact of the high price of wheat, and we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. The University of Illinois' president says administrators take no joy in raising tuition rates. Trustees Wednesday hiked the cost of most undergraduate classes at the Urbana campus by $401 a semester, or around 10%. Tuition for grad students and extra fees for certain majors is also going up. The hike affects next year's freshman class. Most current undergraduate students are covered under a state tuition guarantee. U of I President Joseph White says the task of passing the higher cost of higher education to students is inevitable.
Nobody wants to reduce the rate of these increases more than we do. We have a big resources initiative underway at the university in order to get even more aggressively after cost management, because we have to use every dollar entrusted to us wisely.
White hopes that those efforts and more state funding will help hold the line on future tuition increases. Costs are also going up for students on the Chicago and Springfield campuses. Some University of Illinois trustees are questioning the low number of students enrolled in its global campus versus the cost of marketing its courses. Those overseeing the online venture updated trustees Wednesday on the latest figures, which are far below projections. Global Campus currently has 10 students. Administrators had targeted around 80 total for students for the education and nursing programs that began in January. Special Assistant to the President Chet Gardner admits that marketing of the degrees, particularly in nursing, isn't where it needs to be. But he says the required prerequisite courses in nursing are one reason for a delay in that program's enrollment. President Joseph White says the U of I is presently between a rock and a hard place when between maintaining quality education and achieving financial success. Trustee Robert Sperling says he agrees with the need for an entirely online venture to a point.
But I don't want us to, you know, keep marching down a path. Well, we're going to have 35 people here. We're going to have 40 people here. We're going to have 12 students. That is not an appropriate expenditure of funds for this university. We've got to modify without ever compromising quality. And if that means reducing overhead, I know you're watching it, that's what we'll have to do in the short term.
The U of I budgeted nearly $6 million to launch Global Campus, but expects to spend about half that. But Gardner says that's unlikely to happen again unless more students enroll than the number projected. Gardner says he hopes enrollment picks up this fall when 14 additional Global Campus programs will be available in a variety of areas. School officials at Western Illinois University say classes will resume as normal today. That's after an employee in a nearby apartment complex yesterday found a note saying there'd be an on-campus shooting. Authorities have been patrolling the campus in Macomb. Residence halls at the school remained on lockdown last night. Police are investigating and say no suspects are in custody. WIU spokeswoman Bonnie Barker says her first thought was about the NIU shootings when she first heard about the note. Students at Western chose not to attend classes yesterday as police investigated. The WIU campus was quiet as students were allowed to skip classes. Julie Root reports that a new emergency alert system at WIU worked well in response to the threat.
The system was put in place at the beginning of this year and was used to alert students of the threat of a shooting on campus. President Al Goldfarb says the system has been used two times before this incident.
We've had tests based on weather issues prior, and we've used the system for weather issues. It's worked very well. We've also were able to segregate our Quad City students from our Macomb students.
Goldfarb says this is a good reminder for people to remember how important it is to keep their information with the university updated. The system sends out notices via email, text, and phone messages. I'm Julie Root.
A 100-year-old building in downtown Danville has been gutted by fire, and now it's up to investigators to find out how it happened. No one was injured in the fire inside Danville Book World, a comic book store. But Deputy Fire Director Bobby Lillard says it took every Danville firefighter to keep flames from leaping to buildings on either side.
We called back all our personnel, and we needed every last one of them because you had to rotate crews, to help mitigate this emergency, because everybody was doing different tasks, and you want to make sure that you don't overtax somebody and wear them out.
Lillard says the Book World Building is a total loss. It held three businesses, but damage was limited to a brokerage and other adjoining businesses. The fire closed streets and left some downtown buildings without power. The two Democratic candidates for governor of Indiana are trying to sort out details for debates before the May 6th primary. Indianapolis architect Jim Schellinger and former Congresswoman Jill Long Thompson are each seeking their party's nomination. The winner will face Republican Governor Mitch Daniels, who does not have a primary opponent. Schellinger's campaign says that it and the Long Thompson campaign have been working for 5 weeks to sort out the details for debates. Schellinger is proposing three dates for a town hall-style debate in April. A spokesman for Long Thompson's campaign says they're open to town hall or studio debates. Champaign officials are looking forward to a new park on the Old City landfill, but construction of the park could be years away. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
An airfield for radio-controlled model planes, a dog park, an 18-hole frisbee golf course, a BMX bike track. Those are some of the features planned for the new park to be built atop the old 90-acre landfill west of Champaign. The plans drew good reviews at a joint City Council Park Board study session last night, but no immediate action is planned. Park District Planner Terry Gibble says that's because the $10 to $15 million park will rely heavily on state grant dollars, and the Park District can only apply for so many grants at a time.
We have projects outlined for at least the next 7 years, so we anticipate using some grant dollars to help our development dollars go further, and we don't anticipate development occurring out there for 7 to 10 years.
Quicker action is expected on another park project. Pending City Council approval this spring, the city will make drainage improvements this summer to the Boneyard Creek through Scott Park. The Park District plans to follow up next year with major improvements to the park, including new landscaping and trails. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. Short supply and high demand for wheat means prices are at record levels and rising. But the high cost of wheat is bad news for people who buy it. And in North America, where most people's diets are based on wheat, that means just about everyone. Sarah Hewlett has this look at what's behind the run-up in prices.
Jackie Victor is sitting on a stack of 50-pound bags of organic wheat flour inside the bakery she co-owns. And these days, it's a pretty expensive seat. Victor says in the last year, what she pays for those bags of flour has doubled.
It's a very scary time, and I don't think just really for the industry, although it is scary for us, I think it should be sort of a warning sign for the country that something here is amiss.
In the fall, Victor raised her retail prices at Avalon International Breads in Detroit. So a loaf of bread that comes out of this batch, getting mixed by baker Kevin Boyer, will cost you 50 to 75 cents more today.
This is the multigrain bread. It's our Motown multigrain.
Soon one of those loaves will probably cost even more because the price of flour keeps going up. Avalon Bakery buys its flour from Dawn Food Products. Inside one of its central warehouses, forklift operators move pallets of baking ingredients into tractor trailers. It smells like a kitchen pantry, and that's basically what this is, a gigantic pantry full of baking ingredients that will be shipped all over the world. Miles Jones points out a pallet full of wheat gluten, which is used in most commercially produced baked goods.
The price of that vital wheat gluten, just as an example, has about tripled here in the last 6 months.
Jones is co-chairman of the board at Dawn Foods. He's been in the baking industry for close to four decades, and he says he's never seen prices so high. There are several reasons for the spike in wheat prices. Drought and other bad weather wiped out a lot of the global wheat crop over the past 2 years, and fast-developing countries like China and India are consuming more food made from wheat. And then there's the ethanol factor. More farmers are planting corn to sell to ethanol refineries. Jones says that's gobbling up land that used to be planted with wheat and other crops, and he says it puts us on a dangerous path.
The end results are in the paper every day. You can see the skyrocketing food prices, and when you start trading food for energy, that's not a good trade long term.
With wheat prices at record levels, more farmers might decide to plant it this year. That would boost supply and bring prices down. Bruce Babcock is an economist, and he heads the Center for Agricultural and Rural Development at Iowa State University. He says the test for that theory will be the amount of spring wheat that gets planted in April and May.
The problem, of course, for farmers, it's not really a problem, it's a great thing for farmers, is that they can pick wheat or soybeans or canola or any crop, and the price is out of this world. So because the price of everything else is up so high, I don't think we'll see wheat acreage increase as much as we would hope.
Babcock says there is some good news on the global supply front. Australia and Argentina are expected to harvest a normal amount of wheat this year. Those are two major wheat producers that had a couple of years of terrible crops. A big question will be whether farmers in the U.S. and Canada will get the kind of weather they need and a bumper wheat crop this year. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Hewlett.
In the forecast for the region, occasional showers and isolated thunderstorms today with a high around 48 degrees. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms tonight, then showers likely after midnight, the low around 35. Cloudy skies on Friday, a 40% chance of rain or snow in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, the high around 45. Partly cloudy Friday night, the low around 28 degrees. Mostly sunny Saturday, the high around 48. Mostly cloudy Saturday evening, the low 35. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, the high around 58 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, March 27th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.